now it's time for the Coaches Show with Sterling head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio with your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski. And welcome to another edition of the Coaches Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. I'm Rob Strauss, joined by Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. And coach, coming off another tough loss against another very good opponent in Haddon Heights, dropping this one 23-14. Just give me a quick review of the game, either from a team standpoint or an individual standpoint, and how you guys did.
Once again, Rob, thanks for everything you guys do. This past Friday night was another tough football game for the Sterling Knights. Seems like week in and week out we do this show, we're talking about tough losses, and I just can't put my finger on why we're losing these tough games. But the thing I take away from week in and week out, our kids are competing, and they're great high school football games. The only downfall is we're not winning these games. Overall, I thought our team played well, and there's two different halves. The first half, I thought our offense moved the ball really well, was able to score some points. Defensively, I think we gave up some big plays that they were able to score. But at the end of the day, you go in at halftime, it's 14-14. Come out, and I think the game really came down to the third quarter, really two series. I preach to kids all the time, offense will help special teams will help defense, and defense will help the special teams, and vice versa. Three phases of the game, they all got to work together. And we came out on defense and did our job, and we stopped them, and then we got the ball offensively, and we end up losing about 15, 20 yards on penalties, and which didn't help the special teams. And then the next play on special teams, we snapped the ball over our punter's head. So we give Haddon Heights 2 points there. So we didn't help the special teams, losing 20 yards and penalties on offense. And then now our special teams didn't help our defense by, you know, snapping the ball over the punter's head to get into safety. Then we had to kick off. They get the ball on our 45-yard line, and now the defense didn't do their job of stopping them. And they were able to march down the field and score a touchdown there. And there's your 9 points, the difference in a football game of 9 points. And then we had our opportunities in the fourth quarter. We were down there in the red zone 3 times, came away with 0 points. We had a touchdown call back on a very, very close call. And then we had 2 crucial interceptions down there. But at the end of the day, our kids will compete, and hopefully we learn from it, and it will help us, you know, tonight again or today against Overbrook.
You mentioned the special teams, and we've been mentioning a lot over the course of the season how good and how pivotal of a role that the special teams has played for you guys pretty much all season. You need a big touchdown, somebody, you know, makes a key interception or something like that. This game, for probably the first time all season, the special teams giveth and the special teams taketh away. And yeah, you mentioned that on the snap over the head or on your first offensive possession for the safety. It seems like that was almost the 2 points that cost you guys a game.
Yep.
And the special teams overall still doing a very good job for you guys.
Oh, great job. And but at the end of the day, it's a team effort. And those plays we just talked about, the safety and then the touchdown after the safety, was a difference in the game. But our kids kept plugging away. And I know I say this week in and week out, but our kids are tough, and they keep playing. The one thing I'm proud of, every game this year, our kids played for 4 quarters. Now, we haven't been able to win some of the close ones, but they've been playing for 4 quarters. And to me, that's night and day from where it used to be. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build character in these kids, building on the toughness, and playing for 4 quarters. Now, our next step we need to make as a program is to win those close games. And right now, like I tell the kids, guys, just keep believing, keep buying in, keep playing hard. Good things are going to happen. I don't know why or when it's going to happen, but they're going to happen. And the way I look at it, I'm hoping we come out and play physical Sterling football today, and we win this game, and we get in the playoffs, and you never know. Those close games that we lost, those 4 close games that we lost, hopefully maybe the ball may bounce our way, and we may win those in the playoffs. Because at the end of the day, the great thing about playoffs is you got to get hot at the right time. And I say to guys all the time, I like our team. We're a tough team that plays hard. The ball just hasn't bounced our way, and the good Lord has a plan, and it may be for the playoffs, or it may be a year from now. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but we'll hopefully find out here soon.
I'm doing some quick math. You mentioned the close games. Your 4 losses this season have totaled 33 points and just a little over a touchdown a game. And these are teams that in the past have just come in here, or you guys have gone there and just completely rolled over us.
Right.
And now you're looking at a team that's losing on an average of just a touchdown and a two-point conversion away.
Right. Yeah, it's the thing when you talk about the process. I mean, like, we always do studies, and we show the kids over the last 2 years. Like, we played Audubon last year. 3 years previous, to last year's game, it was like 79-7 the scores been combined. And then we turn around and beat them 42-7. You know, Collinswood, in the last 7 years, we only beat them once. You know, and the total score was like 88-21. And, you know, we turn around and beat them 14-6 last year. And so we're always talking to guys. Like Paulsboro, first time since we beat them since 05. Haddonfield, we had them on the ropes. Could have been the first time since we beat them since 06. You know, West Deptford, I think it's been, 06 also. And then the Woodbury. It could have been the first time since 06. So we preach to the kids about the past, where you've been, to where you're going to be, and what you need to do. And hopefully it's going to come around. But our kids are, they understand. They see the improvement they've made. They understand the importance of all these games. And here, I mean, just to show you how tough our schedule is if we win today and Haddonfield loses and they end up 5-3, we're 4-4. We got more points than them because we play a tougher schedule. You know, we played all the crossover teams, the best players, the best teams, Woodbury's, the Paulsboro, and that really helps you in the power points playing tougher teams than playing lesser opponent teams.
And we're going to talk about the power points in a little bit here, but just looking back to the Haddon Heights game, a very pass-heavy, pass-first offense. Mm-hmm. Haddon Heights runs. Yeah. How do you feel that the defense played and responded to their offensive scheme? I know we've had some problems with covering passes in the flat and, you know, that type of offense. Mm-hmm. How do you feel the defense played and adjusted in this game?
I thought in the first half, we gave up a couple missed assignments. Just kids not doing what we asked them to do. They have a really good quarterback. I thought we played a much better second half than we did first half. We eliminated some of the stuff. I mean, in the first half, we had 3 offside penalties. You know, gave them 15 free yards. You know, things you can't do against a good football team. But I thought once we got the speed of the game under control, we had a better handle of what they were trying to do, you know, with the first half compared to the second half, thought we played a better second half. They're a very talented team, a well-coached team, and, you know, our kids played. I mean, at the end of the day, they scored 21 points on our defense. That's the lowest they've been held to all year. I mean, other than that, I mean, West Deptford, I think, held them to 28 points. So you're talking about an offense that's used to scoring 35, 42 points a game, and we walked out of there basically defensively holding them to 21 points. That's what I said to my kids, how I'm proud of them in that end. And then, you know, so that was improvement. But I thought our defensive coverage was better in the second half than was in the first half.
Did their no-huddle offense cause, like, a problem for you guys defensively?
No. I know that we probably sat all week. We knew going into it what they like to do. They like to get in the 4 wide receiver sets, 3-2. I mean, 3-1 sets or 2-2 sets. They were a hurry-up offense, stuff we prepared for. Our kids did a great job of practice all week. And I thought our kids, I mean, they played well. I mean, we had some assignment breakdowns, but you have that in every game. And against a good team, it was exposed. You know, they're down on our 20-yard line. Our defense end doesn't get up the field for contain. The quarterback's able to scramble. That safety who's got this guy man-to-man comes off of that. Now they throw the pass to the uncovered receiver, and then he runs it in for a 20-yard completion. You know, missed assignments. Things happen like that. But against a good team, you're going to be exposed, and that's what happened the other night. Our 3 touchdowns that we gave up were just missed assignments, kids not tackling well. And, you know, overall, at the end of the day, the defense played okay, you know, but we got to get better coaching, players, everything.
Take us back to that you guys are down 9 mm-hmm. or very early into that second half. Almost seems like if you went over to the concession stand to grab something to eat and come back, you're all of a sudden you're down. It was a 14-all game at halftime. All of a sudden you're down 9 points. Sterling's driving late in the fourth quarter, trying to make a run here, obviously needing 2 scores. Preston Harrison goes back to pass, gets flushed out of the pocket, rolls out to his right, and finds Jerry Crisman in the end zone for a 20-yard touchdown. Penalty marker on the field. Preston Harrison, a couple yards past the line of scrimmage, legal forward pass. Did Preston Harrison know that right away?
No.
Or did he just lose spot?
No, you know, be honest with you. You know, we were preaching to kids on sideline, just stay focused, stay focused. We're going to get a score here, and we're going to keep plugging away. I mean, at some point in that game, I thought we were going to score and hopefully win that game. And But Preston was playing hard. He did a great job of getting outside the pocket. He saw an open. I mean, he saw a receiver in the end zone who made a great catch. And at the end of the day, the referee called him past the line of scrimmage. Now, going back and watching on film, it is very, very, very close. That ball was on the 19-yard line. Preston looks like he threw the ball right at the 19-yard line. I mean, that's a very questionable call. But at the end of the day, the officials made a call. To be honest with you, I thought it was a holding call. I thought one of our offensive linemen who did tackle somebody on that play was a holding call. And the entire time they threw the whistle, I mean, threw the flag, I honestly was saying to guys that it's holding on us because one of our guys did tackle one of their opponents. But they called it a pass the line scrimmage. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's a play. It's officials' call. You got to line up and play again. And that's life. Like we always say, there's football-related situations to life. And it didn't go our way that play, so we had to line back up and play the next play.
And I know you guys don't have the liberty of having the replays and the multiple angles that we had. Similar to what you said, looked like the ball was on the 19.5-yard line or so, and the angle that we had looked like he was maybe a smidgen over, but you guys probably had a different view of it. Either way, very close call.
Very close.
And on the next play of the game, interception. And that was pretty much locked up the game. But, you know, you guys hung in there and had a great game against a very tough opponent in Haddon Heights, who currently is sitting. We mentioned the Group 2 standings in terms of power points. They're sitting in the number 3 spot entering Friday night's game. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out.
We're going to get off to a quick break right now. When we get back from the break, more from Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Back with more right after this.
Attention all Sterling High School community members. If you are a resident of Laurel Springs, Magnolia, Hinell, Summerdale, Stratford, or if you have children who attend Sterling High School, the Sterling Board of Education invites you to enjoy the recently renovated state-of-the-art fitness center at Sterling High School. Hours of operation for the fitness center are as follows: Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30 a.m. through 7:30 a.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. If you are interested in using the fitness center, please send an email indicating what day and time you would like to attend with your name, address, and phone number to Mr. Matt Sheehan at msheehan@sterling.k12.nj.us or call 856-784-1333, extension 4701.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
Well, the thrill of watching sports, keeping stats, broadcasting live events? If so, WSHS Sterling High School Radio is looking for student sports directors. As a student sports director, you will get to learn to keep stats and records, help set up broadcast live events while getting a great view of the game. Students will also record and edit sports promos to be aired on WSHS. For more information, stop by room 402 or contact station manager Rob Strauss at wshs.radio@gmail.com. Sterling High School Radio, the exclusive home for live coverage of Sterling Athletics.
And now back to the Coach's Show with Sterling football head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss alongside Sterling football coach Clint Wiley. Coach, crazy week this week with the hurricane and how it's going to rearrange schedules and whatnot. First things first, how was this week's practice after another close loss? How did the hurricane affect your practice schedule?
Well, the most important thing was about our players, their families, their houses, their property, everything hopefully everybody was safe and got through this difficult time. I mean, this was bigger than the game of football, what took place. And like anything else in life, there's obstacles you face, and you just got to overcome them. You got to be able to adapt and be able to, you know, change and work on what you got. So at the end of the day, what ended up happening was, you know, they canceled school here on Monday and Tuesday, so we weren't able to talk to our players. We were able to share video exchange cut-ups with the kids, and the kids who had power were able maybe to watch on the internet what Overbrook does. So our first time we had a chance to really sit down and talk to our players was Wednesday. And we showed them the film from the Haddon Heights game to make some corrections there, and then we got right on to the Overbrook game and talked about the importance of this game. You know, with a win here, hopefully it's going to set us up for the playoffs. And, you know, so we were behind a couple of days. So they decided yesterday that we're going to play this game today, Saturday, at 2 o'clock, which is homecoming for Overbrook. And so we lost a day, 2 days of preparation. But in the big scheme of things, maybe it's going to help us because it gave our kids, you know, 2 extra days of off their feet, being able to rest a little bit, take care of their bumps and bruises, and then it helped, maybe helped us as coaches to, hey, eliminate the game plan. I mean, cut down the game plan a little bit and say, hey, let's do what we do. Don't add anything new this week, and let's, you know, let's run defensively what the kids know. Let's run what we know on offense, and it may help us. So, as a coach, you're always nervous about losing a couple of days of preparation, but hopefully we have a mature team. Kids understand, and we do a good job of coaching, putting them in the best positions possible to make plays.
Last year, Sterling won a very, very close one here at Sterling, 21-20. How does this team, the 2012 version of the Sterling Silver Knights, differ from last year's team?
They're tougher. This group of kids, they understand how to be physical, how to play tough, how to play hard. You know, they've been in the system for 2 years. I mean, I wish I would have had the opportunity to have a lot of those kids back from last year's team. But these kids, they've been in the program for 2 years, so they understand what the expectations are, what we need to do. And but I would say overall, it's a tougher team. And last year's game was night and day, first half to second half. We dominated the first half, and we just hung on by the skin of our teeth to win the game. You know, and hopefully that's not the case, what's going to happen today. But to me, this team this year, this 2012 team, is a tough, physical team.
What does Sterling need to do this afternoon to defeat Overbrook and get their first, look for your first divisional win of the season, and what is the next to last regular season home game, or regular season game rather?
What we have to do is we have to execute. We got to play Sterling football. We got to be able to maintain the line of scrimmage. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to pass the ball, which I think we've improved the last 2 weeks in throwing the ball, and not turn the ball over. In special teams, the players got to play special. And then on defense, we got to do a good job keeping the ball in front of us, tackling well, running to the football, and when they do throw it up, we got to go up and get it because they got a couple good receivers that have great hand-eye coordination, and they're able to go up and get the ball. So as long as we keep the ball in front of us, we tackle well, we got to go out. So at the end of the day, this game's like it's no different than any other game. It's more about us than our opponent. If we go out and play like we're capable of playing, we should win this game. If we make mistakes, penalties, turn the ball over, then now, hey, it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed game.
You mentioned the scouting reporter, the video that you have seen on Overbrook. What should we expect this afternoon out of Overbrook, and how have you guys aligned yourselves to kind of fight that back?
Mm-hmm. I think Overbrook, what you're going to see with them on offense, you're going to see a team who's lines up in a wing tee, and they want to run the ball out of the wing tee offense, and then they're going to get into a shotgun, two backs, three wide receiver set, and they're going to throw the ball. Or they're going to get into one back shotgun with three receivers on one side, one on the other, and they're going to throw the ball. They're very predictable in what they're going to do. The wing tee, they're going to run the ball. Anytime it's shotgun, they're looking to throw the ball. They're very athletic, just like us. The difference is going to be who's the tougher team.
All right. Any adjustments you guys made from week to week, going from a pass-heavy offense from Haddon Heights to this week?
No, defensively, no. We've kept it really simple because of the 2-3 days of preparation. Hey, kids, we're doing this. This is what we know. This is what we've been doing all summer, all football season. Here's what we're doing. You know, I don't want these kids to think out there today. I want them to go out and react and play fast.
All right. You mentioned the playoff positioning earlier in the last segment. And looking at the Group 2 South standings as it is on as of Friday. West Deptford is number one, Cedar Creek two, Heights three, Woodstown four, Middle Township five, Willingboro six, Buna seven, and Sterling eight. Now the difference between sixth place and tenth place in terms of power points is just 6 points. Mm-hmm. How important is this game positioning wise for your playoff position going forward?
This is the most important game because it's the next game and we need to win. If we win, we should be in the playoffs. People have said to me, if we win, we should be in. And then there's four other teams that basically need to lose, I guess. Middle Township, they lose. Willingboro loses. Haddonfield and Cinnaminson. Those are the four teams. So if we win and one of those four teams loses, we're an eighth seed. If two of those teams loses, then we're a seventh seed. If three of those teams lose, we're a sixth seed. And then all four of them lose, we'll be a fifth seed. Now, I know nothing about the power points. This is what people are telling me. So this game is important. The most important thing we got to do is take care of ourselves. We got to play. And the one thing that's nice is we're playing Saturday. None of those other teams that I mentioned are playing on Saturday. Willingboro's playing the following Saturday. Haddonfield, West Deptford's playing next Friday. Middle Township's playing on Wednesday. And Cinnaminson's playing on Wednesday. So what we have to control, what we can control, we need to go out and play well today and win this football game. And then everything else will play itself out.
Of those eight teams, is there a team that you feel you match up best with? Obviously, we'd love another crack at West Deptford or Haddon Heights, both of which being very, very good games.
Right.
Is there a team there?
Watch how you say, we like to have another crack at West Deptford. I like to have another crack at them at the state championship, not in the first round. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're a good football team.
Sure.
It's well coached. I wouldn't mind playing them again in the championship, not in the first round. But I'm just teasing there, man. But yeah, to be honest with you, here's what we're looking at. We're looking to, if we're an AC, we're probably going to play West Deptford. If we're a 7C, we're going to play Cedar Creek. We're a 6C, we're probably going to play Haddon Heights. You know, Haddon Heights plays Friday against Collinswood, so we'll know where they're at. To be honest with you, I mean, we scrimmage Cedar Creek, so I know what they're about. They have a Division I player going to Georgia Tech. They're a well-coached team. I wouldn't have a problem lining up playing them. I wouldn't have a problem playing Haddon Heights again. Wouldn't have a problem playing West Deptford again. But I would prefer, I like to play somebody outside of our conference. I compare this conference to the Division I schools. This is more like, in Group 2, this is like the SEC. You know, they have this is the best football, Group 2, is right here in our conference. And sometimes it's nice to get outside your conference to play some other teams who may not have played week in and week out the same competition you have played. And it gives you a chance, you know, to see other teams, who teams don't really, that aren't that familiar with you. So in that order, I would love to play Cedar Creek, Haddon Heights, and then West Deptford.
And talking about the hurricane and how it's impacted not only football, but all of fall sports throughout New Jersey, there is a possibility that your first playoff game would not be for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How is that? And going back into 2006 and prior, I don't think we've ever had a two-week layoff from the end of the regular season to the first playoff game.
Right.
Do you think that's an advantage, disadvantage?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an advantage for us. I mean, because number one, we got to win today. If we win today, I think this is a huge advantage for us. And this is a little bit of a reason why we wanted to play this game. Because now we got 2 weeks off to, one, take care of your bumps and your injuries, your bumps and bruises. And then it gets our kids healthy. And then it gives us a chance to focus on Sterling, to get better on what we're doing offensively and defensively and special teams. And then, you know, a week from now we'll find out who we're playing, and then we can go from there. I think it's a great opportunity for us, because if you push this game back another week, like a West Deptford Haddonfield, which is going to be a good football game, and one of those, you get a key player hurt, then you're suiting up the following Friday. So I think if you can come out of this with no injuries or maybe a bump or bruise here, you know, now you got 2 weeks to regather, get some time off, get your legs back, because, I mean, it's been a long season. These kids have been going since June, July. And, I mean, you know, that's part of playing football. You start in June, July, and you practice all August, September. So having those 2 weeks off, I think, could be to our advantage.
Well, we'll find out probably by the time game time, being it a Saturday game, not a Friday night game, we will know probably by game time. The playoff picture will be a little bit more clear once your game kicks off at 2 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. But you still have to take care of business this afternoon. So, Coach, best of luck today against Overbrook.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Just want to thank Head Coach Clint Wiley for joining us yet again for another edition of Coach's Show. Stay tuned for live action coming up shortly right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.